Nolte, Social Distancing at Funerals is for Little People Not Named John Lewis. By John Nolte on July 31, 2020. The funeral for civil rights icon John Lewis is yet another example of how our hideous elites have turned the rest of us into second-class citizens. It is also an example of what they truly believe about the risks associated with the coronavirus. Over the past few months, we have read heartbreaking story after heartbreaking story about how the fascist, left-wing government has cruelly, and unnecessarily, either restricted the number of mourners at the funeral of a loved one or denied the right for anyone to attend funerals, including funerals for parents and spouses. Meanwhile, many of these very same left-wing government officials are not only encouraging, championing, and even joining countless of massive Black Lives Matter and Antifa protests. Look at the attendance of left-wing elites at the funeral for Lewis. Does that tweet not say it all? Me, I separate John Lewis the civil rights hero from John Lewis the rabidly partisan and destructive U.S. congressman. His life is a perfect example of how if the hero lives long enough, he becomes the villain. John Lewis the civil rights hero, however, is an undeniable hero. His passing is, of course, something worthy of accolades and attention. That John Lewis changed America for the better. However, the story of John Lewis is cold comfort to those who have lost not a John Lewis they admired and respected, not a John Lewis they worked with, but a member of their family, someone who was part of their life, maybe even their whole life. John Lewis, the civil rights hero, fought for equal rights, for equal protection under the law, for the rule of law. How would John Lewis, the civil rights hero, feel about everyday Americans being denied the basic human right to attend the funeral of a loved one, while the very same elites in favor of denying those human rights strut their exemption from their own rule on national television? And like global warming, does this not expose what these people know to be the truth? What I mean is, over and over and over again, we see those who claim to believe in global warming, or climate change or whatever they are calling it this week, defiantly behave as though they know the whole thing is a hoax. First off, countless millions of leftists choose to live on the same coasts they assure us will soon be flooded, including the island of Manhattan. What's more, global warmer-in-chief Barack Obama just dropped millions on a Mata Vineyard estate just a stone's throw from the same ocean he tells us is going to rise any day now. And now, here are America's left-wing elites, many of them in the age group most vulnerable to the coronavirus, gathering en masse. Not only is the hypocrisy and elitism galling, but does this not prove they know there's no real risk? Would these awful people really risk their lives and gather this way, indoors, if they believed they were risking their own lives? Of course not. If they truly believed there was a serious risk, could they have not found a way to honor Lewis without taking the risk? Of course, they would. Judge what these people believe by their actions, not words. It is there you will discover the truth of what they truly believe. And what they truly believe is that they are America's royalty and that their violent shock troops in Black Lives Matter and Antifa are exempt from the rule of law and that you and I are second-class citizens who deserve their persecution because we dare to cling bitterly to our Bible and guns.